This is Suzanne.
Hey there, Suzanne. How are you?
Yeah, I think we got disconnected on the other line. I just hung up on it right now.
Well, can we talk over here?
Yep, that's fine. I already disconnected when this one came in.
Okay, all right, okay. I saw your email, all right, and I feel like WT is better. All right, okay. Well, let me just kind of pull up the version 2 that was sent out to you.
Uh-huh.
Give me a quick minute. All right, there it is. And as per discussion previously, that you will not be taking any kind of payment over the website, so we will not be sending up any kind of payment schedule or anything like that over the website for you guys until asked to do for.
Right, until we get it all ironed out. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay. So I have a question. All right. If someone comes up onto the website, all right, they fill in the application that is set up onto the website, and they send it out to you. All right. They need to go ahead and let you know, like, how much amount of donation they require at the moment, all right? And so how will you get in contact with them directly? So you'll get the form and everything about it. You just give them a call, and if it's legit, so what's going to happen? What will be the next step for you guys?
Right. Once we go over the application, review it, make sure that everything is on the up and up, then we go ahead and we reach out to them and we write them a check or however, you know, we're going to get them the funds, whether it's check or whether it's we've donated online until they started charging a percentage. So it's normally
okay.
Then we cut them a check and we send it to them.
Okay. All right. And what was the highest one have you guys sent it out to?
$20,000 was the highest.
What was that?
$20,000 was the highest single donation we made.
Okay.
We've donated anywhere from like $2,000 to $20,000.
Okay.
However, because of the, but we need it to go from $50 to $20,000 only because there may be some that we don't fully support in our values. And to avoid a lawsuit or discrimination of any kind, it may be voted upon to give them 50. Or we may decline the application, you know?
All right. Okay. So what we will do is we're just going to go ahead, and the website itself right now is on just this initial mock at the moment. All of the things will be changed, the colors, the things, the video, and everything. If you want to go ahead and make the changes to, it will all be changed. All right, there will be no any kind of donate me option or anything like that. It will just be like people can come onto the website, all right, and if they're needy and if they want any kind of help, they can go ahead and fill out the whole application and get it done. All right, so what usually, what could be done is, like, are you guys only targeting U.S. or any other country as well for the donation stuff?
Currently only in the U.S.
Probably the U.S.?
Correct. We don't have the resources or anything to be able to vet or anything, any other country.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay. Alrighty, okay. And what about, okay, alright, let me just kind of pull up your brief, if you can just give me like 1 minute.
Uh-huh.
How was your day going on, by the way?
I'm sorry?
How was your day, by the way?
Oh, it's going alright. It's going alright.
Mm-hmm.
I hope yours is going good as well.
Well, yeah, it is just, you know, going a little bit hectic because I do have, like, 5 meetings in line after this one.
Oh, my.
Yes. So, you know, you might understand what kind of a day it is.
Right. Busy day.
It is busy, really busy. Alrighty, okay. Alright, Susan Rodriguez. Alright, nonprofit include but not limited to women's shelters, animals, and churches. Okay.
Well, I just did a slight, we came up with another word. Let me send this over real quick, then. To the mission statement and the vision, I left off is to instead, you know, just little thing like that. But as far as the mission statement goes, is to have positive and successful relationship with other nonprofits who serve crisis centers, churches, animal shelters, and groups that offer support and education to those with trauma and addiction. So we changed, you know, the parenthesis human and animal to engulf crisis centers, churches, and animal shelters, and groups that offer support and education to those with trauma and addiction.
Okay. All right. So what I think that the website itself, the one that we have right now, is, excuse me a minute. All right, it does have a little bit of your content as well, I suppose. No, it's just a dummy text. All right, okay. If you can see that the website is filled with dummy text at the moment, all right, and the website that you have already has some of the text, but it is not Google accepted or SEO friendly at all, because the website's content is not filled with the keywords and the XML file or even the TXT or robot.txt file as well, because that is the mandatory thing that is required, all right? And I suppose that we did have a word on that as well previously, that we will be needing that, because Google has provided some of the guidelines to us that we need to follow in order to go ahead and make sure that whatever the websites we're creating, whatever the things are we are creating, it follows the guideline and it falls under the guidelines of Google itself. All right, because Google is the one who runs the whole show or the whole internet.
Okay.
All right, so we have to make sure that once there is a website, it is Google accepted. It has a Google accepted content. It is SEO friendly as well. All right, so if Google notices something that is flash drives or anything like that, all right, it gives a strike to the website itself. All right, and if there is a strike on the website, it means the website for Google will be of no use, because the website itself has been striked through Google itself. All right. So what they do is usually if they provide us with a guideline like, hey, we need to go ahead and make sure that the Google, like the keywords are all integrated into the content for the website, the robot.txt file is there, the robot.xml file is there, all right, so our bots know where to crawl and where not to, all right, and it needs to be really, really clear and an understandable content, because Google gauges your website depending on a traffic that it gets. If a person is coming onto a website, all right, and they're not staying onto the website after 1 minute or 2 minute max, all right, Google starts punishing a website and sending it over to the back pages of the website, the back page of Google, all right, the 10th page or the 11th page of Google, all right. So just to go and refrain from getting the website to that route, all right, we always go and recommend to get a good quality content done through a professional. So who can go ahead and write the content for you guys? All right, so that is the reason I ask, like, if you have any kind of professional content writer for yourself, or we can go ahead and do that for you as well.
Again, you're talking more money, correct?
Well, I'm just suggesting you. It's up to you if you like to go with it or not.
I agree. I hear what you're saying, but we cannot allocate anything more than what we've got to do this.
Okay.
Our budget is the $700, which I've already put down. Now, I was told in that when I first started up with you guys that this would not be an issue integrating our words, and I understand that it's important for people to be able to click on things and whatnot. It makes it interactive. It doesn't bore them.
Mm-hmm.
And fully understand that. But again, having models which was something that was brought up in the meeting, it doesn't, you know, the pictures even that were chosen in this, and I understand, you know, pictures can be changed and whatnot, do not represent what we do. We're giving money away. We're not asking for money. We're not asking anybody to donate clothes or food or anything else to us to donate to other people.
Well,
donating money to worthy causes.
Well, it's just a dummy image at the moment, just to go ahead and make space
right
on the website so you can see the look and feel of the website. Once all of the images
mm-hmm.
have changed, once all of the things have changed, you'll see the betterment, of course, because this is just a start.
Correct.
And I got your niche you will not be taking any kind of donation from anyone because you guys are donating yourself.
We're the ones donating.
Yes,
this website is going to be the one that's donating to other people.
Yes, of course. Well, that's what I said, that, like, you guys do not need any kind of donation from anyone else because you guys will be donating it to your, like, by yourself as well.
Right, and we're just trying to make it more accessible for people instead of us going out there and visiting all of these places and missing a bunch of different places that need assistance. So, that being said, is it possible to stick with what we need to be on the website and still make it interactive and visitable? I mean, yes, it's not going to be, I mean, when somebody types Google's grants, okay, for instance, when they Google because they're in need of a grant, I know college students, all that kind of stuff, will Google grants. G-R-A-N-T-S. Grant application. Okay? There's school grants. There's USAGrantApplications.org that deal with nonprofit grants. But instead of them going there, now I'm not opposed to trying to get onto those websites as well, to those people, but right now we're just looking to try and get our website up and going.
Well, instead of going there, they need to go ahead and come over to your website as well. That is Health for Life, right? FL Help for Life as well. They need to, this website
correct
needs to be in a little bit competition.
You know, even if we have grants available on our website, you know, I understand that the idea, that the placement of it, because unless they know the name FL Help for Life, it's difficult to find that we're out there. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello, hello? And we got disconnected again. So I'll wait for them to call back.